A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that is being led by some parliamentarians who are going to the four corners of the country trying to hear people's views about this emotive topic.
To join the discussion, for us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065-4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
They are unrectified. As long as Zimbabwe has not rectified this convention, we are Chukita Mahumbe, Siyadlala, we haven't started.
Ngathi ngafakanga ilizwe into yamazwamu chu kibatshathi ngopatricia chabala kumanqube ngumanqube mina libatshela ukuthi umfazi kanothiwa ngumanqube uyakazibuza athi ngumama mthwakazi abantu bafuna ilizwe labo ayifakwe libakhulule libaphi ilizwe labo bazibuze
would be the issue of issuance of the proviso that speaks about the issuance of a ministerial certificate which ministerial certificate has the effect of witnesses not proceeding to give their contributions.
Lingakasichitheli isikhathi esikhulu bengicela ukwazi ukumqoka okutshintshileyo from the past view. Okwesibili mina ibhili le mangikhangela akulalutho ekhuluma ngayo ngegugura wundo okuyiyo into eqakathekileyo empilweni yami nabantu emphila la.
Aina, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about truth and reconciliation.
The Portfolio Committee on Justice and the Thematic Committee on Peace and Security is holding public hearings on the new National Peace and Reconciliation Commission Bill. The bill is meant to operationalize the commission, which, according to the Constitution, will have its office abolished in 2023. Zimbabwe has had a dark past after its independence, with many cases of alleged state-sponsored atrocities that include the 5th Brigade or Kukurawundi, Operation Murabatsuina, and the bloody elections after 2000.
But what is the way forward? Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said there is no handy roadmap for reconciliation. There is no shortcut or simple prescription for healing the wounds and divisions of a society in the aftermath of sustained violence. He added that creating trust and understanding between former enemies is supremely a difficult challenge. It is, however, an essential one to address the process of building a lasting peace, examining the painful past, acknowledging it and understanding it, and above all, transcending it together is the best way to guarantee that it does not and cannot happen again. The question of the day is Zimbabwe on the right track when it comes to this issue of truth and reconciliation?
And as indicated, I think you had some people, there are four people who were actually speaking at one of the hearings, and we saw Mr. Felix Makalela Mafa, who is a former MTC lawmaker, and there was Patricia Chabalala, who is a human rights activist, and Tinei, who is a lawyer of Abameli Association. Then we had an identified woman who was saying that, you know, what people basically need is to know where this commission is going. So almost everybody is concerned about the exclusion of Kukurawundi atrocities in the bill. So they're saying it should have been included. And one of the people that spoke here, as I indicated, he was saying that, Blessing, you know, there is an issue that the Minister of Justice can have too much power to actually, you know, play around with everything that should be talked about, you know. so when the commission is set in place.
Wonguka hamawadi wa nasi, tila oti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe nyaya yekure girana neku poza maronda. Pane shakaitika Zimbabwe ya wana kushitonga kuzere. Kuna 1980 kuma 80s uku kwa kaitika nyaye gukura hundi irukunzi inofandra unge ichi gadziriswa. Urumende irikuti nyaya iyo ngaiitaurwe nezvazvo asi irikuisa zvimwe zvirikunzi nevamwe zvimhinga mpinyi zvichatadzisa vanhu kuti vanyatsotaure pfungwa dzavo asi tirikuonawo kuti kuri kuenda makomishena aya kumarondera nhasi vanga vari kuchinhoi kunenge kwanga kuchimbonetsanawo kumasvingo uku zvikuradza zvega kuti munyika munenge musina kubatana nekudaro ndo zvatida kuti tinge tichiziya nemi kuti zviri kufamba sei Gibbs.
Yabo kabe zuru ndaba lingalichona njani lapho khona kona ngapoke ngemakhaya tina lapha ayisaphila sibili ye ukukhanya ngazani khona kokukhulunywa ngabantu nxa besiya emhlanganweni etshiyeneyo ye peace and reconciliation commission abantu ngibathi kathi kutshiyelweni udaba lwe fifth brigade kumbe sithi kukurawundi kuzobuya labanye abathi kanye ngazani udaba lolu luyahlupha ngoba umphathi ntambo wezemthetho nguye abe seyizibambe esidukwini so nxa kuthi ke icommission ingangena naleyo yepeace and national peace and reconciliation commission so ke kukhanya ngazani abantu abaningi bayakhonona kuzobuya abanye bakhuluma sibili into ezijeneyo plus kunjani futhi
I don't know. I think we have our first guest, Apostle Midian Dube, Minister of Religion based in South Africa. Apostle Dube, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. It has been long.
Yes, it has been long. Thank you for such an important program.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So now, I hope you've been following what is happening in Zimbabwe, as indicated, you know, that there's this kind of outreach program being conducted by Parliament, and what is coming out of those meetings is that people are complaining bitterly that the issue of Kukurawundi has been left out, and that maybe the Minister of Justice will have too much power in the kind of constitution of the Peace Commission. So what is your take on all this?
I think from the very word go, people have been concerned, just like I am. You know, if we really want peace and reconciliation in our country, there is no way we can go on an outreach where the issue of the 5th Brigade has been negated or has been left out. We need to include serious issues like the 5th Brigade. We need to look at the issues over years of election and the repression. Like in 2008, we saw quite a number of opposition supporters disappearing without trace. We have issues like of the Zamara case right now. We are not sure what is happening. We only rely on rumors and assumptions. So if the government is serious that the nation of Zimbabwe must heal, all those important things must be taken into consideration. And they must really go to the areas that were hardly affected with more care, like the Nicklands and the Matabeleland region. People really need to speak out about what happened. We were there when it happened. So when we see that we are discussing less important issues, we think this is an exercise in futility. It's a waste of resources. And what's more, when you want a Minister of Justice who was part of the establishment when these things happened, who has a partisan view, who has a partisan influence, having more power and control, it means even the report that is going to come out of this outreach is not going to be respected. It's not going to be acceptable. So if the report is not acceptable, what have we done? We have wasted time. We have wasted resources. And I see this affecting attendance and also affecting participation and contribution. Because if the thief that stole in my house is supposed to come for reconciliation without anyone helping me to talk to them, I may be scared out of the house. So it's quite important for government to look at the process. Once the process is flawed, we have a flawed result. Therefore, Zimbabwe today must demand that justice be done through that reconciliation process.
But I don't know. The issue of Gukurahunda, I think it's being discussed just to set the record straight there. But I think the concern is that it's not deep enough. Apostle Dube, let's look at how South Africa did it. What can we learn from South Africa?
I think South Africa had a very open and transparent process that really looked at the issues deep enough for people to express how it affected them. And they were willing to get to a point to say, okay, let's forgive each other. I mean, in every process, you may not get a 100% result that you want. Mm-hmm. But an effort, the effort is what is much more important. The effort into the process and the effort into the expected outcomes. So we can actually learn from our South African brothers how they went about it. Those commissioners are still there. Mm-hmm. Those people that were involved are still there. Why don't we want to come and do a study exercise or invite them just to share with us their best practice issues so that as we go forward, we come to a stage where Zimbabwe is a nation that has healed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about truth and reconciliation. This is another attempt by the government to address some of the past atrocities, such as the Gukurahundi massacres in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces, and also the pre-election violence in 2000 and also in 2008. Please do join us, and let's hear your views, Gibbs.
Yeah, nxa siloko sikhona pho ke impostoli Dube. Ubona zani pho ongenza ukuthi abantu izilonda siphole kuyini? Nxa sikhangela ngakhona ku okwenziwayo.
So livezwe. Ukuthi kwenzakalani kutheni? Iqiniso kumele libekwe etafuleni. Abantu babe nikwe isibindi sokukhuluma imizwa yabo. Ngoba umuntu maye khuluma uyakhipha okungaphakathi kwakhe. The more singavuma ukuthi abantu kukhulunywe iqiniso bakhuphe indlela abezwa ngayo, akusoze kube lokuphola. Abantu bamele bafike esigabeni sokuthi ngikhulumile ngikhiphile konke. Akusoze kube yibo bonke, kodwa ke bakhona abantu abalimalayo kakhulu kulabanye. Bamele babhodle. Kumele kuphumele even bona abantu okwakuthiwa ngama-dissidents at that time. Nxa bekhona betholakala, kumele kwazakala ukuthi kanti kwakuvele kuhambe njani. Ngoba I think the kulezi zinto eziningi ezingasoqiniso ezakhulunywayo ngesizathu esenza kube le Gukurahunda. So iqiniso kumele liphume egcekeni. Kumele sizwe futhi ukuthi wisiyezwa omaye mjuru kade sebekhuluma ukuthi 2008 ubani wayewinile by 20%. Kodwa kwathatha 3 months ukuthi ama-results aphume. Kwathatha over 200 deaths ngo-2008. Kwakwenze njani? Bafelani laba bantu? So, as long as iqiniso lingaphumanga, akula kuphola. Angithi ameva Gibbs aphola ngokuthi abangulwe, akhitshwe, kukhanywe ubomvu. Nxa engasakhanywanga, unyawo lungake luphole.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So he's saying that you know, the truth should always come out. If that doesn't happen, then it's like a boil, you know. If you don't take out that root where you know the problem is, it can heal.
Of course, there's another group that is also pushing for the compensation of the victims of these atrocities. There's the National Transitional Justice Working Group, which is chaired by human rights lawyer Alec Muchadehama, and they are on record as saying that Zimbabwe should actually legislate for the reparation of victims of past human rights violations if the country is to have an effective transitional justice process. And they also say that the victims must be restored to their prior situation. I think this is what the government has also not been willing to do. And then Apostle Dube, the president at one time, I mean, he has not fully apologized, you know, when it comes to these, the alleged massacres in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces. He just said it was a moment of madness. Is that enough?
Yeah. I think that is actually very important, because the president is our appointment.
Mm-hmm.
He was in charge of every system at that point. You know, we need to hear him denounce what happened then. It can actually be denounced in retrospect. It has actually happened. But him standing up and declaring that we are sorry. The problem is, you remember even the era of Jabulani Sibanda, now recently,
uh-huh.
We hear in provinces like Maswingo, they were mentioning that we will do to you what we did in the Midlands and Matabeleland.
Uh-huh.
Then we begin to wonder, if the president says that was a moment of madness, have we learned anything from that? Because every error, every past mistake, it's important that we learn from it genuinely. So that as we go forward, we leave a legacy for future generations in terms of conflict resolution. I don't need to kill you, my brother, because I don't agree with you.
Uh-huh.
We may agree to disagree, but still be brothers. We are all Zimbabwe.
Uh-huh.
So we really need to hear the president come out, and even the circle, the cabal around the presidency, coming out in support of him and saying to the people who are affected, we are sorry. And I agree with the people who are saying there must be some form of reparation. There must be some form of compensation for the affected families. Well, you cannot bring back dead people by paying the family money.
Mm-hmm.
But it will make the families of the deceased and the families of people that were traumatized to see that our government is really sorry and they have learned from their past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We still have ministers in charge of security, in charge of defense, in charge of legal affairs that were heavily involved in the atrocities, in the murder. So we need to hear the voice of our leadership. The problem I think that we are seeing over the years is we have no leadership on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
We need a very strong leadership that will make people calm down their anger and come to terms with the reality that the past is gone and it will not be remembered.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Yeah, come on, Lapake, Slom Nunzana, Ulebo, Baba Lebo, Unja.
Yeah,
I'm feeling cool. Unja, Lapakon.
I got good demand.
Yeah, Postela Kokonapova.
Ya benfitimina umthetho lo ukanya ngani vele hayi ikenani sikhatha ngoba ulezikhexo ezimene
mhm
yabona ukuthi khona lokhana ukuthi the minister shayi yabona ukuthi ku process khona lapha na kusakhulunyiswana engabona ukuthi yena no akuwela efighting labo njengoba na maybe laye wayengomunye kwababe adike ngkhona lokho awuyanika i certificate of stoppage ukuthi hayi sokumele zisimiswe lokho okwesibini umthetholwana awutho ukuthi labo ababulawela maybe izihlobo zabo benzelwane so coming from ilokhuzen i-background indawo ezinabantu bona lapho ngakutshela ukuthi khathesi abantu lokho bethwele nzima abeyawazi umthetho wezimbabwe ukuthi ukuze umuntu athole ama-20 particulars kumele abe lezincwadi zabantu ezikhombisa abazali abakha ukuthi bavela ngakho ungadaya umzali kakho kuthi nozitha maybe death certificate owat but abantu bona laba abakwaniseki ukuthi batholiswe ama-death certificate abazali babo babulawa ngalesiyani isikhathi se-ground ukuba nzima kakhulu abantu lokho bethwele nzima
mhm pho-ke ubona ngizani kungalungiswa njani konke lokhu umthetho kumele ulahle kumbe kuthweni
umthetho lwana kumele ukuthi utsho ukuthi no ube le acceptance ukuthi when the government is found one thing ukuthi hayi laphana uhulumende wawenza icala ngithi so kulokuthi kumbe uhulumende athezise kumbe njani kumele abuyele emuva edinge bona labana abantu abalezihlobo zabo ezinjani ezabulawela abazali bethi assist them get ama-identities and stuff like umthetho kumele usete kuhle ukuthi umuntu obulala abantu ngendlela yona liyana enziweni
mhm hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana lebo sibongele ukuthi usidingile sibili lathi sakufonela sibongele kakhulu
hayi siyabonga
wathi nakusasa so that was Mr. Lebo he says the bill is a non-starter simply because you know it gives the minister too much power to interfere when he sees that maybe he's being dragged into something, he'll just stop proceedings when the commission is there. And he says, you know, the law should be actually specific about relatives of the deceased people, people were killed by the 5th Brigade. He says, you know, those people that committed those atrocities should actually be punished somehow. And those people that are still remaining but don't have ID cards, they need assistance. So he says, maybe that can work, you know, at the end of the day.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Honorable J.C. Majome, a member of the Justice Commission that is hearing people's views. Honorable Majome, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm actually not a member of the commission. I'm a member of parliament, and I'm a member of the Portfolio Committee on Justice, Legal
on
and
Justice.
Parliamentary Affairs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not a commission, yes.
No, but you are the ones who are hearing people's views, right?
Yes, it's the Portfolio Committee on Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, together with the two committees of the Senate, thematic committees, one on peace and security and another one on human rights. So those three committees of parliament are conducting public hearings in terms of Section 141 of the Constitution on the redone National Peace and Reconciliation Commission Bill, which is coming after a resounding condemnation by the public of its shocking unconstitutionality when it was first done.
And just to clarify, which atrocities are you looking at here?
We are not looking at atrocities. What we are doing as a committee, as committees of parliament, is to simply implement the provisions of Section 141 of the Constitution, which provides that Parliament, when any bill, Parliament must consult the public when there is any bill or matter that is before it. So in terms of Section 235 of the Constitution, you will recall that it provides that there shall be a National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, which shall be in place for 10 years after the effective date of the Constitution. So up to now, the Constitution's effective date was some time in 2013, but there is no commission. Well, the commission is not yet working. Commissioners were appointed in terms of the Constitution again by the Standing Rules and Orders Committee, but they're in office, but they are not doing any work. And the excuse that has been used is that there is no enabling act yet, although, you see, the Constitution is the enabling supreme statute. But all the same, well, we might go spend the whole day on this, but the fact of the matter is there seems to have been a consensus among those that are governing to say that the commission can only start to work when there is an act of parliament that spells out how it does things. So this is what we're doing as a portfolio committee. There's a draft of a bill, and we're asking a bill that claims to give additional powers to the commission, such as investigation, which in my view, I don't think it's really additional powers, which also spells it says that the commission shall conduct investigations, and that in terms of, it talks about its administration and says that the Minister of National Healing shall be consulted if the commission wants to employ staff and wants to get donations, and that if the Minister of State Security feels that at any point there is an investigation where evidence is going to be given that he or she thinks will prejudice the state interest, the minister can issue a certificate that information shall not be held in camera. It also has an appendix that shows the powers of the commission about how it can, acquire property, including houses. I don't know why houses, because seriously, this is a 10-year commission. Why would they want to buy land and houses for who? But also about how it can bank monies, invest monies, and things like that.
Honorable Majome, what is more fouling in this kind of law, of proposed law?
In my view, we must admit that this bill is an improvement from the previous draft. The previous draft was seeking to effectively amend the Constitution by turning an independent commission into an executive commission that lives in the pocket and the armpit of the Minister of Healing. It was making the commission report totally to the minister. The minister would choose staff and so on and issues like that. But this bill has removed those things, but it still requires, in my view, which I think is still undermining its independence, that when the Commission wants to employ the chief executive, it must do so after consultation with the minister, which is interfering with the constitution, with the independence. Mm-hmm. Then it also seeks to have the Commission also get the minister's consult with the minister if it wants to fundraise. And it also, but what really, for me, I think there are three major things that are wrong with the bill. Mm-hmm. One, the fact is that we actually have got it to a point where we agree that there's need for an act of parliament for the commission to start working. There's no way in the constitution that says that the commission, which is established by the constitution, can only work if there is an act of parliament. The constitution is all the act of parliament it needs. Yes, an act of parliament can spell out other issues, but it shouldn't be what gives the commission power to work the constitution. And then secondly, the other thing that is wrong with this bill is that, as I indicated, Section 235 of the Constitution says that this commission shall have a lifespan of 10 years from the effective date of the Constitution. That is the date that it was gazetted after it was passed in 2013. Now, we are now in 2017. If the commission has a lifespan of 10 years in terms of the Constitution, it really means that, you know, about, I think, is it 3 or 4 years they've already been eaten away out of the 10 years. And it hasn't started work, and that is a problem. And it's a real scandal and a problem that the minister presented a bill that had to, what that ended up being rejected. In my view, it shows it was a deliberate ploy to continue delaying the commission so that the 10 years run out, so that now they act like they are bringing a good bill and we praise them a lot, yet it was a deliberate attempt. Why didn't they just bring a bill that was constitutional in the first place? But in any event, why do we even need a bill for the commission to start operating? It doesn't need one. So that's the other problem. And then there are provisions that seek to undermine the independence of the commission, like those ones about the finances and the employment that I mentioned. But the bill actually seeks, somewhere hidden in the schedule at the end, that talks about administrative issues in detail. This bill is actually seeking to amend the constitution. It's providing that when the president appoints commissioners, well, the president must appoint commissioners in terms of the constitution. That is selections from interviews by the Standing Rules and Orders Committee in Parliament, and then the president picks names from those. But what this bill is really shockingly doing, hidden right at the back in a schedule, it is a provision that says that the president, in doing those appointments, must observe the constitution, open quote, as far as is possible, close quote. Now, that is amending the Constitution by the back door. In fact, not by the back door, by the back, I think, gate or something at the end. Because the Constitution in Section 2 provides that it is the supreme law of the land, and anything inconsistent with it is invalid. So now, if the president was to appoint somebody as far as possible in conformity with the Constitution, it means they are doing things that are invalid. And then also, the Constitution, also in Section 90, gives the president as his key, or his or her key function, the duty to uphold, defend, and obey the Constitution. Now, how then do you then get a bill in its schedule trying to remove the president's the duty to obey the Constitution totally and saying that the president can only do so as far as possible? That is not acceptable. The bill also even goes on to try and the bigger thing is maybe the second or the third thing is that the most we know the bill what is not what is in the bill, it is what is missing from the bill. The bill is totally silent. It avoids the elephant in the room, the issues of truth telling. It doesn't provide mechanisms or procedures for truth telling. The major pillars of dealing with the past and reconciliation are: one, truth telling; two, compensation or reparation for those who were wronged. The third one is justice. And the fourth one is a guarantee of non-recurrence through memorialization and things like that. Now, if you look at the whole breadth of the bill, it totally avoids dealing with that. It just concentrates on what it's calling investigations. And that is also a problem, because it's saying that any member of the public who has a wrong that they want to file may make a report to the commission. And then, horror of horrors, the bill provides that the commission, and I open quote, may, in its discretion, close quote, look at that look at that complaint. You know, the commission isn't even compelled to look at it. But again, why isn't the commission going out of its way of its own volition to investigate those wrongs that were done, mass atrocities in Zimbabwe, it must. Why is it avoiding mentioning by name? For example, the disappearances from after independence, Gukura Hundis, the political violence to deal with political opponents since the MDC and other parties were formed, the Murambachina issues, the disappearance of people in the Chiyazwa, Diamond Fields. Mm-hmm. The bill is totally silent on dealing or telling the truth. That's what it should do. About how do people talk about these things? How do they get compensation? How do they get justice? Because a lot of the rapists and murderers that did these things are roaming around. How do we have a guarantee of non-recurrence? How do we have memorials? It's totally silent on that. It avoids that.
Honorable Majome.
Instead, it talks about amnesties and pardons.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, really, who really wants those things except those who did those nefarious things? And we will continue to be wanted in Zimbabwe. We will not move forward until we face up to our ugly past so that we can move forward. That's what I think is wrong with the bill.
Thank you. Thank you. Please do stay on the line, and also Apostle Dube. Regai chore mterere ni ukukurumiza. Mkoma William Tapera, Muruku, South Africa. Makadi. Aiwa tiri nani nyairi mdariro mainzwa hii ndeku tipata urwe chokwadi neku oregerana neku ripka vaka kanganisirwa hondo zirikuiti kamukatime zangazi chiti kamukatime Zimbabwe munoona ose zirikuiti kwa isu
nyaya kuregerana jimeo na yanga yakana kajose mkuma blessing asi kino neza sendi yukuti kuregerana kwacho nakunogova kuregerana kuripapepa kuti vanhu vari kutoramba vamwe vanhu vachiurayiwa munyika vanhu vachishungurudzwa saka kuregerana kwachona kunogova papi nokuti kuregerana kunofanira kuti kuzovapo kana kuri kuti munyika mane nerunyararo vanhu vasingashungurudzi sezviri kuitika munyika saka kuregerana kwacho unogori papi kana vanhu vachiramba vachishungurudzwa vachiurawa unoda kuti vandodza bhiri remutemo rokuregerana kwavanhu asi vanhu vanoshungurudzwa munyika
Mhm. Aya watinotenda zvikuru mukoma William.
Ndinotenda mukoma blessing ndafaraona kupinda chirongwa kwakadiko kwa muri.
Aiwa kuno kuri nani zvako tinotenda aiwa ndimi munotsigira chirongwa.
Ndinotenda mufarese mukoma jonga koko.
Tinotenda zvikuru tichava moresa. Gibbs you had there from William Tapera in South Africa is saying that what is failing to understand is the fact that, of course, they are talking about truth and reconciliation, but the violence is continuing, so it's a waste of time.
Yes, we agree, Baba Dube Mfundisi Apostle. So, in terms of locus connecting one, yeah, now is well up. Uzule, oral puma jome, kuluma sibili kuti kunengong and kuchekeleni, like kangela sibili, kulama mass atrocities, our corner. Kusukusiba la rokuto ya political violence, ilogunyokchi ene kunjalo, lembramba tuina. Poke nga kungahata kani soko kwenye kono kusukusu, kubungu la sivili, ukutemi tetuwe nilogu kungafuwa kanjani. Ama pichani, kubwana kani kumelo kutuwe.
Nguzwega asegu honorable majome, nyabu nguti ubegi nto za kaja. Nguzwega asega kudu nguti umketo lofu nugu ugumiswa. Ausoze waneli suku tuye figa ekumiswele. Awusozuliveze iqiniso and nxa ngimuzwe kahle okufuna kwenziwa ngingathi mina ngesilungisa constitutional so mangufuna kwenziwa into engekho emthethweni welizwe our constitution sichithelana isikade kuthi ukuthi sifongwenza lokho nje ukuthi izaba lokuthi kwedlule ukuthi wesakwenza kube sekuvalwa kodwa khona khona izinto ziyaqhubekela phambili zinjalo ziningi izinto ezifuna ukulungiswa yithi ende kati yini sidinga ibill entsha nxa iconstitution yeZimbabwe iyisupreme law yethu ngoba iconstitution iphezukwayo yonke enye ibill yonke ebuyayo must be tied to the constitution nxa kungenjalo sichithela abantu isikhathi abantu belezinto ezicakadekileyo ukuthi bazenze so lolu daba alukele ubekelwe izibuko sithi sisiya khona sisiya participate kunje nje dube sigcwele phandle kweZimbabwe yikuhlukuluzeka okwenzakele iminyaka edlulayo ende kwenziwa konke kucatshwe ngaphansi kwengathi ngama repressive laws ophosa bonke laba media access information but all those things abantu bayabotshwa bahlukuluzwe bayabulawa bayanyamalala eZimbabwe kuthiwa kule freedom of speech but kunje nje ngikhuluma lami ngiyesaba ukuthi lamhlambu yele ekhaya kuzothiwana so kuqakathekile ukuthi sifike endikimbeni yendaba eqinisweni ukuze izilonda zabantu ziphole.
Yeah, we chayile kakhulu ke Dube bamba khona phonga ikhatshana. So he says all laws in Zimbabwe should actually not violate the constitution because that's the supreme law of the land. And he says people are all over the world because of one fact. Repressive laws. You know, he says there are so many of them now, as mentioned by Honorable Majome, something is hidden, you know, in the law that takes away, you know, that tears the constitution to pieces. You know, so he says that's why people are just even afraid of saying anything. He says there's freedom when you're speaking. But after speaking, no freedom.
No freedom.
Regati dzokere kuna Honorable Majome muripo here parunari.
Yepo.
Tiri kuonawo kuti kunenge kuri kumboitika mhirizhonga pamunenge muchifamba senhengo dzeparamende muchinzwa pfungwa dzevanhu. Zvii chaizvo zviri kuitika?
Anyway, zvinhu zvakaoma zvinombomira zvakanaka. Zviri kuitika mukufamba umu kuitwa makomiti achibvunza veruzhinji. Zvikubva zvanyatsoratidza kuti chokwadi nyika inoyi hainombomira zvakanaka. Pane zvinhu zvitadzo zvakaitwa zvigumbu zvakanyanya zvida kuti zvigadziriswe. Panodikanwa healing nereconciliation nekupodzana maronda zvakanyanyisisa arimo. Ende maonero angu nekuti zviri kuitika isu tiri kuita zvinhu zvakafanira kunge zvakareruka. Kungofamba tichibvunza vanhu mudhorobha nedhorobha kuti munofungeiwo nebhiriri. Asi zviri kuitika manje tikangoti tange pane makwikwi ane chisimba asingaiti. Pane pari kutoitika zhowe zhowe revanhu vari kuedza kuti pasatombotaurwa pashaye vanotomboti ufu nenyaya yezvebhimiro iyi. Asi chandiri kuona hangu chandiri kutonzwa ndichosirisirwa nevanhu ivava. Ini ndirikufunga kuti vanhu ava vamwe vacho vari kutaura vatumwa nebato zvezanu p f vari vanyatsotaura kudaro. Chiita kuti vandisiriso ndinotika vanonyatsoradzika kuti havana kutomboverenga bhira chavo asitomboziva kuti chii chiri kuitika. Asi chavari kungoita ivo chete vari kuwepapo kuti vavharidzire vari kuzazira kuti bhiri rine chekuita nezvemhosva dzakaparwa kunyanya nezvematongero enyika. Saka ndirikufunga kuti inini vari kutya kuti vachaita sei. Saka havasi kumbomira kuti vaone kuti zvifamba vanongosvika vachidangovhara misangano. Ndopamuenzaniso wezvakaitikazvo izvo zvakatanga kunyanyaitika kwamutare zvakanyanyisisa. Pane vanhu vaitaura nenzira iyi kuti vari kutya vakaona munhu akabata pepa achiverenga manotsi ake achitaura zvatovava zvonzi haiwa vanhu ngavakatumwa vari kutsvage pano. Upedza nguva vachitaura nezveutungamiriri hwavamugabe kuti ngaurambe huripo ngausabve oshaya kuti aa vari kuzvitora pai mubhiriri nderekuisa kuti komishini itange kufamba haisi kumbotaura nezvavamugabe asi nezvekuti vanhu ngavanyarare. Kwakarwiwa hondo saka vanhu ngavanyarare hondo yerusununguko nebhiririka hazvina kudyidzana kwakanyatsoti o kuti vanhu vangapedza nguva vachitanda tsinga vachitaura izvozvo. Zvazvoitika manje kubhindura hando kwazvo kwakazoita makuwerere kutanga. Pane vanhu vakanyatsosimuka vachitaura akanyatso zviri ndiye deputy mayor ndakanganwa hangu zita mugadza mukuru chaiye ndifunga vatori ambuya vevana chaivo vakasimuka vakati inini ndini deputy mayor munomubhindura. Pafanirwe kuenderera mberi pekutanga tanga ndovakatanga kusimudza roko zvanzi inini handitomunhu asingazivi kuti ndezvechii vanhu vemuwadhi mhangu havazivi kuti ndezvechii vanga vatori vaite macouncilor ezanu p f vati sahatizivi kuti ndezvechii ende tiri vemubhindura. Saka musangano iyoyo ngauvharwe hapana anofanira kutaura nekuti kusvikira nekuti hanzi hamuna kumbotiudza kuti ndezvechii uyezve hamuna kushambadzidza musangano sanga ngauvharwe. Vakapedza nguva yavo vachingodaro vakatokanganisa chaizvo nevamwe vavo makansela vamwe vachitora macheya kansela chaiye akavhoterwa nevanhu kuti amirire mukanzuro anotora cheya yekanzuro nekuti hoo yekanzuro yataitira musanga oronera cheya pasi zvekuzvaka zvaya zvekuvhundutsira cheya yekanzuro yakabhadharwa nemari yevanhu yemared payer zvinoshamisa. Vakatozobata mumwe mamwe sekuru zvavakatozobata bhande kukakata bhande remumwe aida kutaura wandinotoziva inini kuti akashungurudzwa akaurayirwa hama yake ainzi councillor Gibbs Gibbs Chironga akahwina weMDC muna 2008 mukoma wake yeye akatourayiwa muparano of year 2008 iye akatopfurwa vakanwiswa parakwati naamai vacho vane makore 70 nehanzvadzi dzacho. Akati asi ane chivindi neshungu dzekuti paitike ruyanano akauya kuti ataure necommittee asi akatobatwa bhanda akatogariswa kazvuzvuruzwa kwechipo chinosvika 15 to 20 minutes vachiita zvewezvo vanhu 5 ivavo vachivharidzira holi yesenge inovanhu vanenge 100 kuti vanhu vasataure umwe mukomana akatozotiza kutomhanya chaiko kuti achinzori kuti toerei mavhidhiyo vakati hatina basa nemapurisa vakatochallenja chero chairperson wachaichea acting chairperson wezanup f justice waja honorable wajaja uchiwee ndiwani hatidi hatisi kuda isusu hapana vari kuzotaura mwana wenzi mhena akatorambidzwa kutaura vanhu vakatotora nguva asi kuchinhoye nhasi hakwatozoitika bongozozo nhasi patozomusangana unotozombopera zvakanaka pane vaya zvakare vanonyatsorodzeka kuti ndevezanup f vanga vasingadi kuti zviendere mberi kuti vanhu vasataure vavazi ndeve mdc mumwe wacho andotishamisa kuti iye anga achinyaradza vanhu achiita noise chaizvo kuti vanhu vasataura asi iye anga akuda kuzotaura asi akutaura ini maonero andaita anotaura nenzira yekuti hakutongoziva kuti tiri kutaura nezvei hanzi komisheni iyoyo ndoda kuti irambe iripo kuti ari kungoti kudiko baba asi vatotadzisa vanhu vatozobatana kukakatana patorohwa vanhu tikatozongobuda muhori iyoyo tikaenda zvichinzinga kusataura ndo zvaitikawo kumwe kwandaona nezvimwe zviri kunetsa ndezvekuti kana tichiita basa reparamende isusu iro rekubvunza vanhu zvavanofunga tinorambidza maslogan ezvemisangano matisheti kana zvimwe zvinyorwa zvinoratidza kuti wori wekubato ripi asi ini changa chichindinetsawo senhengo da kuti ndigotozvitora ndezvembese mberi munhu anga achiita acting chairperson mugroup tinotitanga tiri mumagroupu mairi anga achitofamba nemo imotokari yake hongu ikodzero yake nekuva nemotari yake yaanoda yakanyorwa nezvezanup f youth league nepicture yasecretary handidhe vewomens league yezanup f vanonzi grace mugabe yakanyorwa zvezvekunyatsozadza kwese ndovavari kufamba nayo ikodzero yavo famba nemota yavo asi voya voipaka pamberi pehall iri yatiri kuita misangano iyi saka inimbvunzao ndeyekuti kana paine munhu akashungurudzwa sevandataura vekumashure necentral vazere vakawanda ose anoda kuti apinde mugo utosacha mahwekwe nemotikari yake akatomira panze paso ekuti anotonyenyeredza kuti apinde ikutaura nezvezanupera anonyatsowana chirindi chachinyatsopinda here mumwe akatoiona ari kuri anotodzokera mumwe achifamba kana kuti achibuda zvinhu zvisina kunaka zviri kuitika izvi nekuti tinotodzinga munhu anenge apinda aine tishet achiita slogan asi kana isusu pachezvedu nhengo dzeparamende taakutofamba nezviratidzwa izvozvo tichizvinyatsozvizokotedza kumeso kwevanhu tiri kuti kudii
tinotenda honorable Majomi ramba zvenyu muri parunare Gibbs
yes lo mehluleli moyo usecingweni lapha usebutswana baba moyo kunjani hallo mnumzana moyo
sikona lenjani
hayi siphile kakhulu ye ungathini ngodaba lolo mnumzana
ya heyi le ndaba le abakhuluma ngayo le ground ngamboni ingaphathisa amazimbabwe into edingakalayo kathesi kuthi ngaba babuya la macebo angayenza i-economy yethu ibe ngcono kunokuthatha imali bethu basipende ebantwini laba bamoshakelelwa izihlobo zabo ngesikhathi sempi
so ke kanye ngazani kubunjwa umthetho lapha umthetho wangkhona okuthiwa yi-national peace and reconciliation commission bill so ke khonapho ke kukhanya ngazani into ezinengazifakwanga okunjengokuthi abantu bangakhomposethwa njani imali zabo imean ababhubhelwayo ngabantu ngesikhathi sekugrawundi kuzobuya ke ukuthi ngathi kunengi khonapho so wena ubona njani ukuthi ufisa ukuthi ngakufakwana emthethweni lowo ukwenze kuthi yino abantu iy'nhliziyo zabo zikhululeke
ukuthi bengafakani mina mbona ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi bekuzasiphathisa bona waye bengazange bekwenze after impi bezokwenza kathesi after ama-30 years ngayinto edingakalayo into engaphathisa amazimbabwe in future laba abantwana abasakhulayo benze imisebenzi engabaphathisi ukuze bebe le mpilo engcono kuloku uthatha imali siyispende entweni edlulileyo
so udaba yekele vela kuncedi lokho
mina ngowambono wambona ukungaphathisi amazimbabweni yikuthunuka iinhliziyo zabantu abantu ababulawayo izihlobo zabo ngendaba engaphathisiyo
hayi siyakuzwa ke mnumzana moyo ube le mpela veke enhle ba
hayi sibongile ba
ye sibongile kakhulu so he says there are laws in Zimbabwe so why bother doing such a thing and it's like opening old wounds you know and it's a waste of money he says people are just going all over the show conducting this exercise, wasting money. Why not sit down and think about creating jobs for young people who are not employed, you know, for people that are suffering in Zimbabwe. He says, so this is just a useless kind of scheme, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we are also being joined by human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga of Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing fine. You heard what Apostle Dube said and also what Honorable Majome is saying about this exercise. What is your take on this?
Yeah, I think both submissions are quite substantive and from Honorable Majome quite indicative of the legal and the technical aspects of what is happening. But my sense is that, and there's always been, that we are dealing with a government that has got within its ranks, you know, people who have been implicated in some of the most serious abuses and the atrocities that you have mentioned, beginning with Kukurawundi, Operation Mrambachina, 2008 elections, which left over 200 MDC supporters dead, and many others. So it will be very difficult for them to accept the idea of accountability. Look, if you look at President Mugabe, during the period of Kukurawundi when he was prime minister in 1980 up to 87, repeatedly, President Mugabe issued amnesty, blanket amnesty, to people who would have perpetrated a number of abuses. So the idea of sweeping things under the carpet is the idea that holds strong within ZANU-PF. They have never really wanted accountability. So if you look at, let's go to 2008. After 2008, the MDC is negotiating with ZANU-PF for a global political agreement for a unity government, and then the establishment of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. But one of the key things that ZANU-PF pushed then was that the commission, the Human Rights Commission, could not retrospectively, could not look backwards in terms of its investigation powers. It could only look at issues, human rights issues, investigate human rights issues that began in 2009 going forward. Why? Because they do not want the issue of accountability. So this is the continuing challenge. This is why you would not understand what Honorable Majome is saying about ZANU-PF members and supporters resisting, you know, and saying this, the hearings on the Peace and Reconciliation Commission should not go ahead, because they are fully aware that some of their leaders are implicated. If you look at Kukurawundi, for example, the person who commissioned the 5th Brigade was none other than the then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe himself, and the Security Minister who was responsible at the time was Sidney Sekramai. Emmerson Mnangagwa was also responsible at the time. So these are people who continue to serve in very powerful positions in government today, and the idea of accountability scares them because they have got skeletons in the cupboard which they fear would tumble out if we were to allow for a genuinely robust National Peace and Reconciliation Commission. You will know, Blessing, that look, there have been a number of investigations that have been carried out. For example, on Kukurawundi, there has been the Chambakwe Commission of Inquiry. There was initially the Dumbuchela Commission of Inquiry, but the reports from these inquiries have not seen the light of day. So the government is fully aware of the implications of opening the Pandora's box, as it were. This is why there is this insistence of keeping this thing tightly shut or continuing to sweep things under the carpet, because the powers that be continue to control. We do not have as yet an independent administration or government that is not tied to the past, that is not fearful of justice and accountability, and one that would say, let us heal our country, let us look at this issue of reconciliation, of reparation, without, you know, the involvedness of someone who has got a vested interest as an individual, because they know that the implications could be some of them standing in the dock. And this is why there is so much resistance to justice in Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
Sizokutoke kuloba umnumzana uThembani Dube osecungweni lapha kuyi-cultural and human rights activist. Baba Dube, siyakuzwa lapha, sizokuthola sikhona ecingweni. Ungawutshona njani?
Yebo. Hayi, ngiyatshona Dube. Nitshona njani ngapha e-America?
Hayi, sitshone kahle. Sibili, ye, isikhathi ukuthi sesimane sadliwa ngumangoye, kodwa siyakunika ithuba lokuthi ukhulume sibili ngodaba lolu lwe-peace and reconciliation bill lay. Kambe ukubona njani khonokho?
Le yindaba enxele ngoba angithi phela umuntu onguye oyisiganga nguye okhanda incwadi ngisho. Ekhanda incwadi laphana enguye owonileyo abe nguye njalo futhi olamandla wokukhetha ukuthi mina ngifuna ukuthi kukhunyiswane njani umlotho. Kunjalo futhi akhethe labangani bakhe esingathi ngogadi angisho ukuthi bathi bona hayi le information hayi ingaba khona le information ingabe ibe khona ingabe iphume kupublic but ukuthi kunjalo ethi nxa icanda incwadi yakhe angisho ayicande ingabi le ndabandaba eyiyo enkulu ehluphayo angisho ukuthi ground ye. So ayi leli amakhiwa abathi whitewash izaba nje into eyenzakalayo lapho abantu bakithi kumele njalo babone ukuthi imizamo le ivela ngaphi njalo imizamo yangkhona iyiziness ngoba ivela emuntwini onjani onguye oyisigaba. So khona ukuthi abantu bathi hayi kumele abantu laba babuye kithi bathi lokhu lalokhu bafake inhlelo ezinje 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 mina mbona ngathi asombono oqhakathekileyo ovulekileyo kakhulu ngoba umuntu onguye okuthathela abantu abakho wakubulalela abantu abakho uzabuya njani afake indlela ezinjani ezokuthi izinto zicace. So umuntu lowo angake abe lobuqoqo kanje so akumelanga abe nguye oyiphatha indaba ngenye indlela yikho ngisho. So indaba yeground lay ifuna ukuphathwa ngabantu abangazange babe baphatheka ukwenzeni zonke izinto lezikhu. Ngenye indlela kutho ukuthi kumele kube mina ngokubona kwami kumele kube lama international kube le international involvement entweni le ngoba ngayinje so inxele kakhulu yikuRobha nje abantu igcekela nokuthi abantu baphatheke ngayo mbona ngathi akumelanga bazihluphe ngayo le yinto ikakhulu abemathebele ayiphathi izinto ze-ground le ndlela okufanele ziphathwe ngayo ngendlela thina okumele siyiphathe ngayo njalo kumele kube yinto yethu yemathebeleni le esiyithi thina abantu esiza kuthi into le kumele ihambe kanje 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 ngendlela enje 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 hatsho ukuthi sizotshelwa ukuthi hhayi sesilungisile lapha into le sifuna ihambe kanje kanje kodwa mina uma ubulala umntana wakho uma ubulala udadewenu ugogo wakho yimi engizakhetha abantu abazokhangela lolu daba lalolu.
Ye bamba khonapho Dube, ye bamba khonapho ungayikhatshana. Ye so what Mr. Dube is saying is that you know what is being done right now is like using a lion to protect your goats and chicken and everything. You know, he's saying that these alleged perpetrators cannot come out with the law, you know, to actually talk about certain issues like the fifth wicket and, you know, the rubber twiners and all those kind of things. He says people themselves should actually generate this kind of, you know, law and at the end of the day maybe take it up to the Parliament of Zimbabwe and not the other way around. That's his concern.
Let's go back to Apostle Dube. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am, my friend.
Yes, Apostle Dube, this issue... it appears from what is happening that it's just an exercise in futility. Then what is the way forward? How can this issue of truth and reconciliation be addressed?
I think it's important for us to go back to our parliament.
we need a situation where our parliamentarians forget about where they belong. Mm-hmm. Be they ZANU-PF, be they MTC, but look at the truth of the matter and look at the justice processes as they are unveiled. You know, the problem in Zimbabwe is we have mm-hmm. too much polarization.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you are standing for ZANU-PF or you are standing for MTC. But I'm saying we are talking about the nation of Zimbabwe here. Let us have a robust parliamentary debate whether we need this bill or we just go on with the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
If this bill is going to negate the provisions of our Constitution, let us forget about it and go on with the process as the Constitution says. And number two, I heard Honorable Majome talking about the issue of investigations.
Mm-hmm.
If we get to the stage of investigations, we may need maybe an external factor so that people are comfortable to share their views.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing we need to think about is the security of the people that are going to participate in that investigation. People may eventually not open up because mm-hmm. they fear for their security. So how transparent is the system going to be? How genuine is the process? Otherwise, if we don't prove to people the genuineness, the seriousness, the well-thought-out process in terms of getting the facts out, this is just another exercise. I mean, we need to make independent a lot of things. For example, the Electoral Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We are probably the only country or one of the few countries in Southern Africa in the world who are still having a government-run commission on elections. This is what causes the violence, and when the violence comes, no one can investigate. So let us begin with this commission to show the people of Zimbabwe that for once in a time, we are serious about a national issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Apostle Dube Gibson.
Yeah, Honorable Majome, now I'm giving each one of you about a minute to conclude. So give us your last word, but 1 minute exactly, solid.
Okay. I think definitely we need to pass this bill, if that is what it will take to get the commission to work. But I think the bills need improvement, particularly because the 10 years will not be enough. I think there will be need to continue it and to give it power to work and to really free it from interference by the executive. But also, what I will say is that what I'm seeing in this public hearing is that it looks like the 2018 elections are already on us. And if we don't properly deal with our past and put in place an effective mechanism of healing and reconciliation and truth-telling, they are going to be bloody, and they will keep on hatching bloody eggs and bloody chicks, and we'll keep on going like that. So we need the commission to start working.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Thembani Dube, are you there? Yes, go ahead.
All the institutions at the moment in Zimbabwe are dysfunctional. Be it the Parliament of Zimbabwe, be it the judges, every aspect has been compromised. And therefore, my argument is that this whole issue is just a whitewash, because you've got the compromise of each and every institution that they cannot act independently. So when someone talks about institutions of Zimbabwe being independent, we know that that's not the case. It can be put in there in paper that this is independent, this is independent. But what is independent? Then, if you're going to have Chinotimba coming up, invading the judges and with this mob of guys and trying to influence decisions that are being made. So it's a fallacy to say that in a current climate, you can actually talk about this being a robust thing with people who are in power, who are actually, the very people who have been perpetrators.
Thank you, Mr. Dube. Thank you. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. We want to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Thembani Dube, cultural and human rights activist, Apostle Midian Dube, a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, and also Honorable MP Jesse Majome from Harare West. And signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Of course, thank you to our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and also our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.